Thomas Aiken's thinker is Lewis N. Kenton, who was married for a brief period to the artist's sister-in-law. Aiken's prominent signature and the date at the lower right suggest his identification with the sitter and proposes that both men embody the spirit of the new century. The thinker, painted in 1900, was widely exhibited before it entered the museum's collection in 1917. Critics frequently held its lack of customary embellishments as a deficiency, yet its intense realism was praised and deemed worthy of attention. Charles H. Caffin, reviewing the painting for International Studio in 1902, wrote, "The figure is represented without any of the usual aids to artistic effect. It is seen in cold, clear light, the hands thrust in the pockets, the head bent down in absorbed meditation, as if the gentleman had been caught pacing the room in the solution of some problem and were unconscious of anybody's presence." Like many artists of his time, such as John Singer Sargent, James McNeill Whistler, and Edward Manet, Aiken's was profoundly influenced by the works of the Spanish master Velázquez, whose standing full-length portraits Aiken's had studied on visits to Madrid in 1869 and 1870.